You're going to tell us one.
All right, now she's got it. We're on. Okay, so welcome, everybody, to the Shooting Stars Podcast. Oh, yeah. My name is Elliot Morgan. We are here with Lee Newton as well this time.
Yes.
And where are you going?
He just wandered off.
I want to grab my computer.
He just laughed like an animal.
I don't like it. I don't like the impression.
I don't like it.
To give you guys a bit of an update, here's what my day has been.
Okay.
I understand that you have things that you're looking up, and while you're looking them up, I'm going to throw things out. First of all, we got somebody tweeting at us talking about the Harambe face thing, which is the funniest.
My favorite title, my favorite like caption for it, period, is like, they're like, democracy doesn't work. Like,
yeah,
Harambe McHarambe.
I think it totally does. I think that's the perfect example of democracy working.
Absolutely not.
I mean, not capitalism. Capitalism it doesn't and democracy work. Are different. Capitalism, I do think, is a morally superior governmental system from communism, as dumb
this
and I
is
were just
insane.
Discussing. Based on evidence and evidence alone. That's all. I'm not saying idealistically communism doesn't work, and that's
sure.
I mean, in an ethereal sense, you know, sort of a Marxist approach
this
to life is absolutely.
I cannot.
100% preferred over capitalism.
I mean, I understand.
It promotes equality and equality.
The Blue Ivy wore an $820 skirt to the red carpet, and I just can't get over that.
$820,000?
No, just $820.
Oh, well, F it. I don't care about that.
She's a child.
I just bought $750 of one suit.
No. It was a suit, a jacket, and a shirt. So let's
and a pair of shoes.
Can we? Yeah, let's break it down. And it was two jackets.
Yeah, but look, who am I?
Pants.
I'm not Blue Ivy.
No,
I don't deserve to be wearing comparable clothes to Blue Ivy.
We always agree on this. No,
we do. Every time we talk, Lee says you aren't Blue Ivy. Ellie.
You are not Blue Ivy. But what I'm saying is that like you bought that because you don't have a suit. That's how much suits cost.
No, Lee, I have a suit. I wanted another suit.
Get out. You're done.
I wanted to treat myself,
this podcast.
And I did.
Delman, you're in. Ugh. Woof.
This is my moment.
This is my time. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, so I woke up and I realized that my hard drive was broken. I was supposed to have a video tomorrow on my YouTube channel with Vanessa Hill of Braincraft. Do you know who that is?
No,
I know
I
you're
don't.
Looking at me. She is awesome.
I don't know.
She's from Australia or New Zealand, and she does very cool science videos. No, she's from Australia. And we did a video on the science of gossip because I wanted to do a video about how there's something in our brain that like loves gossiping. And
yeah,
so she is brilliant. And we did this video and I put it on my hard drive. My hard drive crashed. I went to a data recovery place today
and
they were like, yeah, now it's going to cost you about $1,500 to get this off. And I was like, oh, I love Vanessa and she's brilliant. And I loved the video, but there's no way
I'm paying
$1,500. So a lot of footage and a lot of my stuff was lost today. And so she's going to, I'm on one of her videos.
Did you tell her? Were you like, hey?
Yeah. I know. I told her. Yeah. I was like, hey, this sucks. And I don't know what to do. And
yeah.
And then I have to leave California on Thursday, which is why we're doing this podcast now.
Yes.
Anyway,
true.
The reason I'm leaving the podcast or the reason I'm leaving California and talking about
the podcast.
The reason I'm leaving the podcast, everybody. I went to.
He's not what you just want to say. You're not leaving the podcast.
I would like to say I'm not leaving the podcast.
Great. Wonderful. Woof.
Even though I will say somebody on your Instagram said Elliot is hurting you or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a joke, but I mean, you know.
You know what, though? Here's the deal. People have said things like that, or they've said like silly internet comments.
Like, how would you be holding me back? You're the only reason things happen for me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. But
no, but seriously.
It was, I have had moments like where people have like jokingly said things like that, and I will go off on them occasionally because occasionally I drink and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Now you need to suck it out.
Yeah, and I feel so bad because, and then they're like, hey man, I was just joking.
Yeah,
and I was
see,
like,
this is
oh,
the problem. Is like,
I'm sorry.
Also, well, we were, as Ellie was buying his suit, I did realize that our relationship is one that people don't necessarily understand.
The poor clerk was like, she was mean to
me. I was being really like, I was just being like, no, you look like you don't belong in that suit. Or like, it looks like you should be buff, but you're not. And like, honest thing.
I didn't blink twice.
You did
I was
not
like, yeah,
even
you're right.
Think
that's
about
exactly
it when I said it. And that poor clerk was like, this is the meanest woman. Like, who's this, this troll you brought you along?
Me not to be. Yeah. And then at the end, he was like, so you guys work for Comedy Central? Or
he asked for their like, brother and really sister sweet. First. And I was yeah. I was like, that feels right, to be fair. He's like, your brother and sister? Because, like, who else would talk to someone like that? Because
you're so mean. You're so mean to her.
You were so mean to him.
But, yeah, I went to what's called the Grove in Los Angeles to get a new suit because my brother and his new wife are celebrating their reception this Saturday. So I have to go to Florida. And so I was like, I'm going to buy a new suit. But before I got there a little bit earlier than Lee and Delman. I don't have anybody in my life to tell me what does and doesn't look good. So Lee has to come and help me buy clothes.
Oh, my God. It's less about that and more about just trying to make you not make a mistake.
Yeah, because I don't know. If I walked in there, I would have bought something totally different and yeah, it wouldn't have been good.
I know.
So thank you for doing
that. Oh, very welcome. Anytime.
And
I bought a candle from Anthropology, so it was a win-win.
Did you buy that candle?
Yeah, man.
Good. Which flavor?
Which flavor? Yeah. Delicious goji and tribuco orange. Or what? Triboco what? Orange. What? I don't know what
delicious
it's called.
Delicious.
It's called goji and I want to say it's tribuco orange or something. I don't know what it is. But all I know is that like it's my favorite scent of theirs. Also, it just because it has such a long, vicious, stupid name, I'm always like, yeah. I'm living in elegance. Yep. It's also a $10 candle.
Dude, God, the candles that I got at that Melrose Trading Post, I am like, the feeling of not being able to burn them. Like, I want to burn all of them. I hate the feeling of getting
excited about a candle.
Like, sorry for the language. Whoa. I love candles. Like,
no, I get it. But that's what I'm saying is that like I never thought I'd get to this point in my life where I was like, oh, this rug is gorgeous. Yep. Or like, I love this candle. Mm-hmm. Or that's a special occasion candle. Don't burn it. Like, never thought I'd be there in my life.
Yep.
But I'm ready. I'm embracing it. I told Delman I am 12 years away from being that woman that's in nothing but like beautiful namaste clothing.
Yep.
Like that's just like very flowy silk, Japanese, Chinese.
I think you're less than
designs.
12 years away.
I know I am. What is it? 40? Is that the when I can hit it?
3 years away from that.
I am so ready.
You're
going to
be
ready.
A theater teacher.
I'm ready.
I remember my theater teacher in high school.
Glasses on a beaded chain, you know, and to like have a white streaks in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to make everyone call me like Miss Lee. Or like even
oh,
worse,
I love
like
Miss Lee. Miss Lee is
chakra.
My favorite teacher. Mom, Dad,
I'm going by
I have
chakra
a teacher
now. And I can't wait to like have people do breathing exercises and to like really grab their hips and be like, loosen these. This is where your chakra comes from. Loosen them.
This is like, your ground chakra.
Have a feather
chakra.
In my ear that I like that I anoint people with and just be like, this is you. This is it.
You have
your
the
purple.
Aesthetic of someone who is into chakras. Do you know enough or have thoughts on chakras?
I have thoughts on chakras. I have thoughts on a lot of things. I wish I knew more.
You don't need to know a lot about chakras.
No, but I mean this in the you don't need to know that much about chakras. No, I mean this in the nicest way to everyone out there that appreciates a good chakra.
Appreciates
a good chakra. I would love to learn more about it, but everyone who wants to teach me more about it, I don't want to learn from.
Yeah, because they're awful.
Because it's just horrible. I'm like, I don't want it to, like, I'd like someone who is just like chill and cool to be like, this is what a purple thing
that's
means. Like, this is
it
where your chakra energy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes such an aggressive thing that I'm like,
I can tell you if you want to know what it is.
Oh, sure.
I can tell you in a laid back way. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, okay. Give it
That's
to me.
That's what you want. Here it comes.
All right.
There are centers of energy.
Okay.
In our being.
Yeah.
As a person, they are located in different parts of our body.
Okay.
They often, more often than not, become contaminated with our own sort of day-to-day living. It's
great.
Totally natural.
That makes sense,
Nothing
actually.
Bad with that.
Yeah.
When you can clear those chakras, as it said, you can live a more full and centered life, and
this
you can live more fully in the
very
present.
Very good.
That's it. Because
I know that my aura is purple, because I don't
Your
know.
Your aura is purple?
I've been told by 4 different humans that my aura is purple.
How many of them were at Burning Man?
Only one at Burning Man.
25% were at Burning Man. Aura was purple,
25% of them. Okay. The rest of them were like weird, like a weird woman on the street. One of them was like at this like,
so that's,
you know, like new healing bookstore. And I went in and she was like, "You are a vibrant lavender." And I was like, "Oh."
Well, that is definitely just a word for purple.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a vibrant lavender. I think I have a dumb joke like that in my comedy special. It's like you're like a dark taupe.
It like literally, it was such an. I was like, okay, but I even said, I was like, I've been told that I have a purple aura before, and she was like, well, of course, it's undeniable, and I was like, great.
No, it's definitely deniable. There's not empirical evidence. That
I can't see it. No one else can. Yeah. So therefore,
it couldn't be more deniable.
Yeah, it's a thing that can be denied. In fact,
I have been there. If you want to go down the weird route of meditation,
please.
Things. At one point, I was meditating, and this is when I haven't been meditating in a while because of life. But
life.
I'm getting back into
meditation.
It soon. But it's a weird thing. Because one time I was meditating and I felt a little thing in my, I think it's called the ground
chakra. Wait, the floor? Oh, ground chakra.
It's like below, it's like kind of where this is going to be vulgar.
It's where your taint is.
It's where it's my taint. And I, it's my taint, not my sacrum, because that's a bone.
But
area.
I think maybe it is your
my
coccyx.
Yeah. And it was a very weird
so
sort of like,
than taint.
I was not like, center my balls or anything like that. Like it literally
weird.
Just happened. I was meditating and I felt like a thing
taint
in
tingle.
My.
It's called in the world of
Buddha did call it
Buddha
a taint
did
tingle.
Called it, he called it a taint tingle. Yeah, that's just Siddhartha.
Beware
taint
the
tingle.
Taint tingle. But it was such a weird thing and it freaked me out and it brought me out of the meditation because I was like,
well, I think it would.
My balls just kind of tingle. It was my balls. It was my.
Did you go on any like cool meditation forums and are like, hey, anyone else experience the sick ball tingle?
I 100% did that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's true.
No, yeah, I Googled it and I was like, and
there was definitely
a lot of people who were like, hey, I was meditating and I felt it was a lot of people and they were like, what you are experiencing
is your
would probably
chakra.
Be your ground chakra, and it's you, it, which is great.
No, I mean that you know, it's all good for you. It's all good, wonderful.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Whenever. Like,
I'm not the one who's going to tell people that they need to go meditate, even though I just literally spent 3 hours telling Joe Beretta that I
needed
to meditate.
I think you've told me that I have to go meditate. No, I mean. Look, I get it. There's wonderful, incredible properties to it, you know?
You just can't crave it. You just can't want that. That's the trick.
What,
that's the whole trick of meditation. You can't. People start meditation and are like, it's going to turn me into a thing. But like the trick of meditation is literally being like, nothing will probably happen. And the moment you accept that nothing will happen, crap usually happens.
That actually makes
perfect
sense. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you have to go in with most experiences that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Literally every
that's,
single
and that's
thing
what it teaches
in life
you.
Is
expect
that like.
Expect nothing.
Expect nothing.
Have
maybe
no
that's
assumptions.
Your like, expect nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Morgan.
It teaches you to do that. It teaches you to be like, okay, this is, it just is.
Because I know that the MSR, what is it? Where, you know, those videos where it's like, I'm talking like this.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am. Everyone always teases about like they're like I never get brain tingles. I always get brain tingles.
Oh, brain tingles are fun. Yeah,
I always get the brain tingles from the like hello and welcome to the MSR.
Mm-hmm. Something. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm always like.
I
so
used
I always
to get those
really
in church
fun.
When I was more charismatically involved in the Christian religion. I would. Be worshiping.
What does that even mean? Charismatically involved.
Well, the charismatic
the
church
religion.
Is like the evangelical sort of.
Got
like,
it. Oh, got it.
You
got
know,
it,
speaking
got
in
it.
Tongues type stuff.
Oh, I very.
And
okay,
I would feel
I
a brain
that.
Tingle and be like, "Oh, it's that," and they'd be like, "Yeah, it is," and it really wasn't that. It was more of a form of.
You never know. You never know what it is.
It's all the same.
I don't know. I believe in the school of Interstellar, the movie Interstellar.
Thanks for bringing it back.
Interstellar.
No,
pop
but that
culture.
Harambe Mikarambe face thing is hilarious.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. It really is. Like you're just like welcome to the world, everybody.
Do you
like,
feel bad that they made fun of a gorilla that got shot to death?
Yes.
I don't.
See,
is that bad?
Of course. I know. I feel horrible about it. I'm literally just like, this is awful.
That they're making it a meme. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Well, they
is
named
bad?
Someone another gorilla. Harambe Harambe because
which
people
is offensive.
Had to vote on it. And they were like, but, hee hee hee, ha ha ha.
But you, I mean, do you remember when that whole thing happened and people were freaking out?
Yes, of course. Look, I mean,
they had to shoot the gorilla.
They had to, and that's the unfortunate thing.
They couldn't have tranquilized it, because I don't know if you've ever seen a gorilla, but they're real big.
They're huge.
You can't just shoot them with a tranquilizer dart and then, like, they go down.
Can you enter one or two?
You could. Maybe? Yeah, but in the amount of time that it takes a tranquilizer dart to take effect, a gorilla could snap a baby's neck in half.
Yeah. And so, it was like a 3-year-old kid, right? Or like a 5-year-old or something.
Yeah, it was an infant. It was a doll. It was a little plastic
baby doll.
Nothing compared to that
people
gorilla.
Were furious about it. People really were furious about the mother. But here's the thing.
Well, yeah.
They were furious about, like, the parenting issues about that. And I know, just so everyone's aware listening to this, I know that this is a 2014 story.
Is it?
No, but it's, like, at least...
It's old, but
it's old,
Harambe McCarambe face.
Harambe
McCarambe. So it's good to lay out the context.
But what I'm saying is, I as someone who was, like, a nanny for years and has a niece and is around children a lot, like, I am around children a lot, like, it's, like, one of those parenting things. Or also, like, imagine your life as a child.
Yeah.
If you ever got... Did you ever get away from your parent?
Yeah, you do whatever you
all
want.
All the freaking time. All the time I got away. Like, all the time I was hiding in some weird thing in Macy's or doing this and the other thing.
Gotcha.
Like, I wasn't aware of it.
There were times when I was a kid where I thought for, like, 5 minutes that I was walking next to my mom and I looked up and it was a total stranger.
Yes. I used to wander off so much when I was
sometimes
a little
kid. Sometimes that could be a gorilla.
See? Sometimes. Or just, like, you fall. Yeah. Like, you got close. And,
I don't give a shit about the... That does...
People got furious. Like, that was the biggest issue. And I kept just being like,
furious
about. Well, do you also, it was, for me, I'm like, do you remember what it was like to, like, be a child?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the things that you did as a child?
You're exploring.
Grow up. Mm-hmm. Like, that made me so angry. But also the weird things of, like, again, I wandered off so much as a kid that at Disneyland, my parents and my brother and sister tried to teach me a lesson. And they, like, hid from me to try and be like, hey, you can't wander off. Like, you cannot keep wandering off. Because I would wander off all the time.
Yep.
And... So they tried to teach me a lesson at Disneyland. My mom said that they hid for an hour and a half. And then they finally were like, she doesn't care. I wandered off so much that I was just like having the time of my life.
Yeah.
Could not care
if
my family was gone.
I'll make a new life.
Like, literally, she's like, we gave up because you didn't care. And we didn't think you were going to care. We thought you were like, cool, I live here now. Yeah. Like,
probably did.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I mean, grow up, people.
I feel the weird thing with the Harambe thing,
which is just a great name, but keep
and
going.
And this, I know you don't feel like this is necessarily pop culture, but it is.
No,
pop
it
culture.
Is pop culture. Very much.
The thing with Harambe, right? Everybody freaked out and made it this thing where it was like, Harambe shouldn't have been shot. And I would say that Harambe should have been shot, but maybe Harambe should have been shot when Harambe was showing signs of aggression and Harambe wasn't. And maybe I'm not even saying Harambe correctly. I don't know. But
Harambe?
The act itself, Harambe should have been shot if Harambe was showing signs of aggression toward the baby. And maybe there's not enough time to tell between signs of aggression. But Harambe was being really sweet with the baby.
Yeah.
From my understanding, Harambe was like kind of like adjusting the kid and kind of playing with it and kind of being like, oh, you're like a fun...
No, but they're
like
right.
How somebody might play with a puppy. You're like, you're not going to hurt the puppy. You're kind of just like, yeah, whatever. But now it's become such a meme as a kind of reaction to the outrage. And then they have as a inspiration, you know, Bodie McBoatface. You know the story of Bodie McBoatface?
Of course I know Bodie McBoatface.
So one of the greatest things that's ever happened.
Why don't you tell the world what Bodie McBoatface is? I mean, everyone knows
what Bodie
McBoatface
is. We're like, name this new vessel, and the internet came along
and said we would like to name it Bodie McBoatface.
And I think they didn't. I think they were dicks about it. And so now, as a tribute to that and a tribute to
Harambe McHarambe.
They named it Harambe McHarambe Face.
See?
I think that's one of the greatest examples of what the internet does in the world.
Yeah, it is one of the greatest examples.
It sends so many messages.
I mean, the internet can be an incredible place that gets shite done.
Yeah.
And then it can name something Harambe McHarambe Face.
Oh, I thought you were including that. It's like it gets shit done.
You're like, I thought that's what you meant.
I thought that was, not that.
Okay, one thing I do want to talk about is that, like, Jaden Smith keeps being a part of, speaking of the internet, he keeps being a part of this, like, suicide fake thing. Like, you know how people like always say like fake deaths, the fake death thing? Mm-hmm. And Jaden Smith, it keeps being a part of it. And I know this because I have a lot of podunk friends from back home. And at least once a week, someone's like, R.I.P. Jaden Smith. And I'm like, no.
Stop.
Just Google it.
But do you know how Tom Hanks has a son that nobody talks about?
Chet Hanks. Yeah. Chet Hayes, yeah.
That should have been Jaden.
What do you mean? Like, you think he should be the rapper and, like, POS or what?
Yeah, Jaden just shouldn't be talked about. He should be shoved to the side. You don't want to talk about,
really?
Okay, because look. Because he's too young, too privileged, and too rich, and too dumb to ever have a solid, coherent, objective opinion on most things.
Look, I don't know if the world knows about Chet Hayes or Hanks. I'm going to have to Google it because here's the thing. Okay, I feel like we've talked about it before, but Tom Awesome Hanks, really cool guy.
One of the best. Yeah.
One of the best, hands down. Has a son named Chet Hanks.
We've talked about Chet.
And we've talked about him, right?
Yeah.
He's just a POS.
For those who don't know who he is, Chet is he's a rapper.
Yeah.
He's just a nerd. He's a geek. He's a dweeb.
He's a dweeb. He's a rapper. He brags about having so much money. He's like a,
yep,
just a little piece of shit.
And
a
Colin
bit.
Is like the kind of the cool. Hey, are Colin's you going to do so a beer? Cool. Delman.
Are you asking Delman to bring you a beer?
If he was
or
going
to split you
beer?
A beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can't split the last one. Both of us kind of, you know. There's one thing Delman and I both love. It's drinking. And
yes. I know this.
We're both very... Oh, a whole one?
A whole beer.
The finest kind
IPA. Have you ever
IPA?
Had finest kind IPA?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just letting you know. Okay, so Hopnosh is my favorite IPA of all time.
No, that's... Okay, that was what my story was. I went to the liquor store last night on my way home from whatever, and I went to talk to Joe Beretta, and we drank like a six-pack of Hopnosh.
It's the best. It's my favorite
while
beer.
It rained on us. It was a goddamn independent
cute?
Movie.
No, that was a romantic comedy.
It was a romantic comedy. It was outside. Like, it was spring in California, and we were like, this is beautiful. Like, we were looking up at the telephone lights as it missed it, and it started to rain on us. And then I was, full disclosure, I did smoke a cigarette, which is not my... I know I shouldn't do it. I know I shouldn't do it, but I did it. I very rarely do it, but I did it then. And it was great. It was magical.
You have to preface by like, you're going through stuff. You should just say that whenever you
I think
say.
People know I'm... I don't think anybody's like... No, we have established like, that.
But if you're going to smoke, I'm going to say a world attack him vehemently because I've already attacked him
it's
vehemently.
It's so gross.
It.
It's disgusting.
It's
I
disgusting.
Like
it's also
it.
Death. It's whatever. I hate it more than anything.
It tastes like death.
It is.
Not good.
Now you should try this finest kind IPA that will not kill you at
okay.
all.
Okay. Everybody, welcome to...
Shooting Stars Podcast.
This is from the Smutty Nose Brewing Company.
It's a phenomenal brewery, but finest kind is probably brewery. In my top three. I would say it might be my second favorite IPA. Hopnosh is my number one because I just haven't found anything.
I'm really honored that you like gave me one of these. I'm
yeah,
really
man.
Excited.
It's a big deal.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Also, we do have Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing in the fridge, and it's phenomenal.
Oh, it smells so hoppy.
I'm ready for you to have this. I think you're really going to love this because we introduced you to Hopnosh, and that stuff is phenomenal.
Dude, Hopnosh has changed my
telling
life.
Telling you. It's a different level. It's next
I didn't
level.
Know. I've learned so much from you guys.
Hey,
honestly.
Man, we're just
thank
teachers,
so
shamans, if you will.
We were talking earlier for people, and I'm not having drank this finest IPA yet, but you guys have a new apartment that is, I am so happy for you guys.
Thank
and I want
you.
I know I've said it when the cameras weren't rolling, but
cameras are rolling.
Yeah. This is very beautiful. I mean, I wish the shop vac was elsewhere.
No, that's actually an art piece. You didn't know that?
That's it's a horrifying art piece. It's like,
no,
a,
it's beautiful. It's about on, commercial consumerism.
Okay. I thought it was about, how
we
you
are
just
the shop
ruin
vac.
A room with
no,
one
no, no,
item.
No. Absolutely not. You didn't notice that it's signed. It's signed at the very bottom.
I feel like you guys weren't paying attention to my like cockroach problem I have right now in my place because now the fact that I can go into my place and if there is a cockroach, it's like, a fourth as fast as they were before, it's like I'm hurting them. And that's really a bad feeling. Like, I kind of like,
I get genuinely that. I don't feel like to bad. Kill anything. We used to have mice at one of the apartments that I had. Like, it literally was like a mice problem. And I don't know if you know, like, they're cute as like they're little Cinderella cute. Things.
Yep.
But as an infestation, it's disgusting.
Oh, horrifying.
They're horrible.
They leave shit everywhere.
It's also like, yep. horrifically bad for your health. Like, yep. they bring in all the disease.
They're rodents.
Yeah. They're rodents.
They're pests.
So it was the worst when we had like a landlord that was like, I'll fix it for you. And she just laid out traps that these sweet little baby mice would just get stuck in. And it was disgusting. It was horrible. The worst.
It takes so long to kill them. It does.
It does. They and they're just, and then they
even
squeak.
The roaches, man.
They squeak.
Yeah. Oh, they squeak.
It was the worst, Al. It was the worst. It was the worst.
I will see these because I, at one point, had every now and then I'd see like a cockroach a day. And not the big ones. If it was the big ones, I would not be living in that apartment. It was the tiny little German Babies. Cockroaches. They're, yeah. Little half inches.
Yeah.
And so it's not a big deal. And I would see them and I'd be like, oh, God, this is disgusting. And then now that I've set all these traps and like these like things.
They're just drunk.
They're just drunk and they're low and their brains are dying. They don't have brains, but like they're just like these
they
twitchy
might
little
have
things
brains.
No, they don't have brains. They have, you like maybe they have nerve bundles at most.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'm gonna start calling a dumb person a nerve bundle.
Yeah, that's a really good, actually. Ugh, it's an insult. Yeah,
walking nerve bundle.
That's how kind of the brain evolved over the eons. At a lot of earthworms, like they're
telling
that's
you
why
interstellar
the cord,
I get it.
The spinal cord is an extension of your brain because it evolved from just being a spinal cord. A lot of like snakes.
This
not
is
snakes,
all
snakes
you guys are learning so much. Purple chakras, taint tingles, evolution.
Yeah, drunk. A lot of interests. This is amazing.
What did I say? I knew you were gonna like it.
It's so smooth.
It's perfection. It is so good.
Did not expect that. That was like it shot itself down my throat.
It's ready. It's ready to
attack
you. That's
a very gross thing.
We were talking of, I'm ready for anyone. Can that be the t-shirt that we come out
with?
Dude. That was like it shot itself down my throat.
Yo, it just shot. I was, I house sat this, you guys were there for the last podcast for DeWeird. I was at his place and he came back and it was him and Kelsey and they were home. And Kelsey was walking the dogs when I arrived because I was like, I'm going to make sure I like grab all my stuff or whatever. Because all my stuff was packed up, but I hadn't made the bed.
Oh.
And I don't like doing that. I like to make the bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So I had all my stuff there or whatever. And I show up. DeWeird is in the kitchen. And I'm like, hey, man, just so you know, I like used your laundry machines. I was like, thanks a lot. And he was like, and DeWeird just real subtle and real dry just goes, yeah, they can... they can handle a big load. And and I just laughed like kind of just like like kind of just like,
yeah,
like it was a joke.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that like his wife's dad was in the bedroom that like I was going into. So I was like, yeah, they can handle a big load. And I go in there and it's
eye contact
her dad. And I was like, oh, hi. And he was just in there. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And then I had to grab all the stuff there. But I felt like such a pervert.
You felt like a pervert. You felt
like a teenage boy being like, yeah, I can handle a
big
load.
The thing though, I noticed a lot, especially like my parents came to visit and I noticed a lot like, they laugh at the same stuff I laugh at.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's but one I of those things where you're like, you feel bad and pervy, but at the same time, he gets it.
Like, what's the real? Like, are they being like the parent that you need to have? Or are they being the real person?
The people that now, that are our age now, because, you know, it's like when we were younger, it was different. But like the people that are our age now, whenever you say something stupid and they're like, oh, like, I feel like I'm like, oh, give it 20 years and you're going to be horrible to be around. You know what I mean? Like now you're like, oh, whatever. You can be persnickety. But when you're older, you're going to be that woman that's just going to, or like that man that's just like a, just.
Or worse
horrible.
Yet, you're not going to be.
Yeah.
You're going to be that horrible person who's like, no.
That's inappropriate. And you're like, no, it's all good fun. Yeah. Again, I played Cards of Humanity against Humanity with like a whole bunch of people that weren't comedians, weren't anything. And it was. Honestly, like there is nothing more painful than playing Cards Against Humanity with people that don't have a sense of humor and also like think things are crass and wrong and bad. Like that's are the you, whole point of that game.
Are you baiting my stand-up bit on Cards Against Humanity?
No.
I have a whole bit on how Cards Against Humanity is a virus that has infected our generation. And
okay,
is,
it's fine. I wouldn't, I did
it's
it
convinced
like,
people who aren't funny that they can be funny if they yes, combine
it's also,
two different phrases.
The worst part about it was that it was literally like people that had completely different sensibilities than you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, again,
that's
it's
what
also,
I say. The worst thing is when you're a comedian and you lose at Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah.
Because someone is like, combines the phrase, you know,
Michael Jackson loves, and they're like, rubber pants.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
you know, you don't know what the fuck. And also, the pieces are already there. You're not funny just because the pieces are already there.
Yeah.
And then that's a whole other bit.
The thing that I loved about it was that, like, there was things that, like, it was so difficult because you were like.
Right, Delman? Validate me.
Validate him.
Thank you.
Totally. I love that Weasel just climbed. No, it is true, though. It's also the worst when it's like when there are people that have these, like, very intense opinions about things and you're like, do you know what you're getting into this game? That's what this game is.
You're gonna
it's
say
like
bad
dead
things.
Babies and like
you're gonna say bad things.
You're gonna say so
game.
Many bad things
and you're gonna feel like you're funny because
that was the worst
thing
part. I feel like
thing.
I burped twice into this mic and so you're welcome.
You're it's like fine. A comedian and you can't win for some reason and you're like, no, I'm the fucking comedian, I should be winning this game.
Are you saying my bit now? That's my whole bit.
That's what he just
oh, I didn't hear.
I didn't
my
hear.
Bit is it's it you know how much it pisses me off when you're a comedian and you lose against at Cards Against Humanity and the winner is always some unfunny dipshit who's like yeah incest does get better with age and you're like you
no,
don't know shit about incest Gary and like yeah and then shuffle or that's Mike's
shuffle.
Tag Mike's like say shuffle and I'm like you don't shuffle the Cards Against Humanity. And he's like, that's what makes it funny. And I'm like, I don't think it does. And then we get like into arguments. That's our whole relationship. But
you're friends.
Yeah,
you're
we're
friends.
Buddies. But yeah, it's when somebody wins at a game that's based off of being funny and they're not inherently
and they're
funny.
Not inherently,
and you're
no.
sitting there going, the reason you just won is because you combine.
You just
two,
have a lot of cards. Because, well, it's also cards. Playing people. It's such a game of playing people. Like,
yeah.
When we used to play it as at like SourceFed and stuff, like I know that Joe finds stuff completely differently. You know what I mean? Like you find stuff differently funny. And then like
yeah.
Steve,
I
his
find
sensibility
very little
so
funny.
Very true. Very true. But like Steve has such a completely different sensibility than you do. And like all these things. So you play people.
Steve
you
is know? The, I, yeah. We had, did you see me and Steve's like Twitter thing today?
No. What
we kept
you?
Going back and forth and it won't like he. It was. I tweeted I miss Jon Stewart. Let me just read it to you.
Hey, I tweeted that months ago.
Oh,
I
okay.
get it. I miss him.
I guess you I was copying your.
No, you weren't at all. And we did now. Okay, can I just? I will say that we have to go back for 1 second from my heart, guys. Please look up Chet Hanks. Look up Chet Hanks because he's the best PR move that anyone has ever had in the world.
He's the best PR move. I think.
Yeah, the
him,
fact that he's
him
not
disappearing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
him
absolutely.
Disappearing. Is incredible.
So I said I miss Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Zaragoza replied, "I miss the Colbert Report."
Oh yeah.
I said, "Watch how this ebbs and flows, though." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Steve, "I go through phases. I miss Colbert Report more often, but I miss Stewart like how a guy being mugged might long for Batman."
Sure. Sure.
Felt like it was a good
sure,
reply.
Sure.
Steve replies. I guess we can still see Colbert regularly. I miss Collectibles Corner. Do you remember that show?
Yes, of course I remember that show.
And I said, I get that. I like how both the words of that title began with the same letter, like Mashable Minute. Neat.
I don't know.
So we're kind of making fun of old shows now,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's the path we're going to go down. I think we're going to make fun of old shows. I think he's going to, in my mind, he's going to make fun of how Table Talk also starts with the same two letters and how
sure.
internet shows often begin with the same two letters because it's a very easy
it's
way
easy
to title
for,
something.
It's also easy for people to remember.
Yeah, yeah. And it makes sense, whatever. But then Steve hits me with this. I almost went with Crazy Collectibles Corner. Each word spelled with a K.
Oh, that's nice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Collectibles Corner, a.k.a. KKK.
That was a plosive that
but
didn't need
no
to
one liked that. To this day, I have no idea why.
Weasel? Absolutely not, sir.
Don't do that. And so he's making a KKK joke. And then I jump back in and I say, I love that. Happy Hour was originally titled I Hate Jewish People, but I got the same kind of flack. Ugh, corporate.
Yeah. It's only you that has a corporate, though. Are you growling, Weasel?
I don't have a corporate.
Here, put the growl up to his, put the microphone up to his mouth. Weasel, are you okay? Weasel, are you all right? I wish people could see this because he looks fantastic. Okay, I think he's good. No, right back at it. Oh,
that's going to be way too loud.
That
so
is
sorry,
an RIP
folks.
Headphone. No.
Yeah. That's
no,
enough.
Sir.
That's don't do that anymore. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that.
Sir, this is just us for 4 minutes saying, don't bark.
Just wanted to make the joke that Happy Hour used to be called I Hate Jewish People, and that's the end of it. But the point is that Steve constantly takes it to a left turn.
Which yeah.
Is
he's a big. Hey, Weasel?
Less of that.
Inappropriate on every level, man.
Every level.
Every level inappropriate.
You bad joke. You bad joke.
You bad joke. You very bad dog. Inappropriate.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh, Weasel, you're fine. There's noises outside. That's why he's reacting the way
anyway,
he is.
Anyway, so we were
he's
talking about... What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Is this podcast done? What are we doing?
No. We've been literally... I would like to thank everyone for listening to this. This has been the talkiest talkie of podcasts.
Have we covered chakras? We started with chakras.
We didn't talk about any pop culture. The only thing I will say...
Harambe is pop culture.
Harambe is the only pop culture we talked about. Maybe Chet Hanks. Hillary Clinton fainting or fumbling.
Oh, don't even get me started.
What is
that's
your
a whole
beef
other podcast.
Here's the thing, but you had such a beef about it. That's why I wanted to talk about it with you, is because you had such a different opinion than I did about it.
Yeah.
Like you were literally like, this is
what
you can be
doing. And what was my opinion on it? What was the...
I forget you. I mean, you just thought it was
ridiculous. Just being my normal ornery self.
Yeah,
regarding
ornery
politics.
For sure, 100% ornery self. But I thought it was hysterical because it was like, and now there's like these weird things from like weird random online things that are like the DNC met to see if they need to replace Hillary, and you're like, no.
Oh, they probably did
because of pneumonia.
Because you know what? No, because people take precautionary measures. Like, that's fine.
That's fair.
It's okay. That doesn't mean
anything.
But I
just laughed so hard at the fact that, like, people were like, and then, like, I had so many, like, intense women that were like, she's going to work through it because that's what a woman does. And then you're like, no, that's what people would do. I just loved that it was, like, that was the biggest thing was that her fainting was... A friend of mine had a good tweet where it was like a Weekend at Bernie's joke, and I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it's definitely Weekend at Bernie's. She passed out. And then the Secret Service got in front of her.
Yeah.
The fact that we are in an election where Donald Trump is inching closer
it's
to being
terrifying.
Winning in the polls. And that's not even counting the amount of people who are going
to
vote for him.
That.
I still think Donald Trump is going to win. I think Donald Trump is
a
nice
you can't say it. Not here, not in this house.
It.
This is my house.
Shit.
You
Whatever.
Cannot say it in my house.
I'm not saying I'm voting for him because I'm not, but like...
Well, I've seen a lot of other things where people talk about, like, Governor Gary Johnson and all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get
Johnson.
Worried about that because I'm like, for the love of God, like...
But Johnson's
we just
a
have
goof.
To, yeah, but we just have to do whatever it takes to not have Donald Trump as a president.
Yeah, you're voting negative, and then you can vote negative.
I mean, I
people
guess.
Tried voting negative with McCain. And they tried voting negative with Romney. They were we just can't have more Obama. It doesn't work. You have to have whoever's the more charismatic person wins every single time. It's always been the most charismatic person.
Ugh.
Look at anything. Look at any for the past since the internet has been around. Since the internet has been invented.
Harambe
one,
McCrombie.
Harambe. Yeah.
When Al Gore invented the internet and he couldn't even win.
Yeah. And Al Gore didn't invent the internet. The internet was around a lot longer before him.
Yeah.
But the
good.
Hillary thing is if people meet if the problem
but
is people
a,
go,
the
oh, the DNC is meeting and it's like,
yeah
of
probably,
course they are.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, the weird thing, though, too, is that, like, I loved the hoe. It's just like, she, you know, she is she gonna make it and all this stuff? And you're like, it's yeah, she's sick. But to play devil's advocate in that, like, they're right. She couldn't come out and be like, yeah, I'm sick because I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose.
What's so funny is she got so close to just pulling it off. Like,
yeah.
she was at her car.
It. Yeah.
And her brain went, you're so close. You're so close. Keep it together.
Just
you've done this.
There.
They don't need to know you have pneumonia. Don't tell. If
you
get in this car.
Pneumonia.
And what her brain did was went, You're fine.
Who hasn't been drunk and
Or just anything where you're like, okay, I'm. Or my favorite is like when you're like, you can make to the toilet, like just
It's the same
thing. In the toilet, nah, bathtub. Sorry, yep. Like that's exactly what it was. Of just like, oh, burr, turn, gears, gears, gears.
I love it. That's so fun.
I know you loved. You thought it was hysterical. I thought it was just ridiculous because I loved how that was like the biggest news, and then it was just like I was waiting for something to be like, you know, like Donald Trump to just be like, Hillary's falling apart. I can't do a Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was so funny. It happened on Yeah, you're the one person.
Actually, I will say that I am ready for this election to be over because I am sick and tired of hearing non-impressionists do Donald Trump impressions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my least favorite thing in the entire. I never thought
it's only going to get worse because he's going to get elected.
Stop it. No, it's we were on set the other day and there was someone that was doing a Donald Trump impersonation and I was
so
like,
bad.
Please stop it. Please stop now, because it was like, you, me, potatoes. And I was like, that's not even close.
It's very bad. It's all very bad.
It's my least favorite thing.
It's with the Hillary thing, her getting pneumonia, first of all. Objectively speaking, she's how old? Like almost 70?
68, I think.
Yeah.
I forget how old she is, but I think
I don't want to be like whatever, and I don't want to be like the conservative, but like kind of weird, right? That like you get pneumonia.
Pneumonia happens at every pneumonia happens at every different age.
Does it? Okay, yes. I don't know enough about pneumonia.
Pneumonia happens at all different ages. It's mainly like it's mainly a thing of just like pure and utter. It's like a cold to the 100% max. So it's like you're just your body can't fight off anything. Mm-hmm. So then it turns into pneumonia. Like it more than likely was like a cold, and she just
That's all the problem though. When your body can't fight, you know, are you gonna? How can you fight terrorism when your body?
Oh my god, you're the worst. You're the worst.
That's a legit. How is that not a legit concern though? Please tell me. Maybe not for me. Maybe I don't give a shit because I don't give a shit.
She's working. So one, like at least. If she's president,
is she working hard? Is that what we're saying? Of course, she's working
her tail off. She's in every different city. She's
she's campaigning.
Also, here's the biggest thing: she's campaigning. You know what it is? It's dirty, dirty, dirty hands.
I think it is dirty
hands. It's dirty. It's kissing gross babies. You know, disgusting babies.
I don't
know
if it is or not. You know, I shook George W. Bush's hand back in 2004.
Oh my god, is that true? Did you actually do that?
Yeah. And
wait, why did? Why? Can I know why?
Because I was a hyper Republican in high school. Hyper Republican. I was wearing a shirt that said W-U-B-Y-A.
Ew.
That's Elliot, a hilarious shirt.
I love learning.
No, and if I did, I'd wear it every god dang day. That was god dang is what I just said.
But I just love the fact that like I would like for this to be we've done a lot of talk about chakras and really bettering yourself on this podcast. I would like for Elliot's example of a high school W shirt to really let everyone know that you change a lot.
You do. You really, really do.
You change a lot as a person.
I told
development. 18-year-old Lee was a completely different person than 28-year-old Lee, who's a totally different person than 31-year-old Lee.
And it's better. It's better. You get better. You feel better.
I feel like I've strongly declined.
Like, you do?
Oh yeah,
I don't agree.
Mainly
I
hopes and dreams. Yeah, those things.
Those things ebb and
or
flow.
Like glass ceilings, where you're like, "Oh, this is impossible to break through. I'll go around."
A sign of true maturity is you recognize that first of all, there's no glass ceiling. You're making that up.
Oh
no,
good God, you're the worst.
And finally, you realize a sign of maturity is recognizing that your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations ebb and flow, and it's not a definition of your value as a person.
I would like a large area rug.
Turkish I know, one. Lee. You have 1,000 desires for area rugs.
But this is what I'm saying is hopes and dreams change, and that's not a problem about it. Like
you don't have enough floor space for the rugs you want.
I will get rid of this one.
I'd venture to say at this point, you kind of just want carpet.
No. God, no.
You want so much area rug that you kind of want carpet. Nah. That's a fun thing.
It's so ridiculous.
I'm standing with that.
Oh, you got to sell that to some carpet place. Do you want a large area rug? Does it turn out that you want carpet?
Hi. You want every inch covered in some kind of fabric? Okay. Hi.
We will nail your carpet down.
Isn't it crazy? Hardwood floors. Beautiful, beautiful hardwood floors.
Beautiful hardwood floors. Elegant hardwood floors.
Anyway, yeah, sorry. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I was going to say, who are you shooting into the sky? Delman is shaking his head so vigorously because...
This is a good one. I say that every time. I'm like, you do. No, this is
this
a good
is a great one.
One. Unless I don't think it
is. This is us that we've been talking all day. So this is what we get to when it's hour four of talking all day.
What I would shoot, who would I shoot into the stars? You know who I've been thinking about, honestly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald? You've been thinking, why?
Do tell. At the risk of sounding egotistical.
Okay.
I'm great.
No. Okay. Not too much of a risk. Now, was it?
I think Norm MacDonald, comedically, if there was someone I would aspire to be like, I've recently discovered it to be Norm MacDonald. I love him very much.
Really? Out of everyone?
He's so dry, so weird, yeah. Doesn't give a shit, is yeah. completely okay with just
yes.
all of it, has had success and has had... where he's at now.
Successes. Yeah.
Yeah. And when he does things in a way that is like,
he really
subversively
truly
weird.
Doesn't
I
care.
Just admired a lot. Are you throwing things around? I feel like you're doing
this
the throwing.
Dog wants me to throw the bone so badly. And so I'm just trying to throw it around for him, but it doesn't work out. He's coming to you right now. I promise you he's coming to you.
Coming.
I think that's a good one. I think you got to do your research of like, you know, his fights with Lorne Michaels, mainly just because those are my favorite parts about Norm MacDonald, is that he was like very stuck in his ways and that he was just giant blowout fights. And that's
good
to me.
I was just watching, Joe and I were watching like roasts last night.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
like his ability to just do just
stupid. It's asinine stuff. Not yeah. good jokes. And it's fantastic. I feel like there's people that have taken like, definite like hits from him, like Andy Samberg in a weird way reminds me a lot of,
I can see that,
yes,
yeah.
of that asinine where it's just like, I'm making a joke that I know is not a joke, that I know is like is a dumb joke because this is also dumb
because everybody expects the smart
yes
joke.
Or it's like, when it's you like can just because say everyone expects thing. The worst, like when they say some of these roasts now, you're just like, now you're just saying the worst stuff to say, the
you're
worst
being
stuff
vulgar,
you're being vulgar, yeah, mean, yeah. and horrible.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean, where it's just like, I mean, I hate it's too far. I'm such a big fan of like the Dean Martin roasts where they were funny and quick and like great, yeah. and
tight
and also they were friends.
I was talking to Joe about this last night. I was like, we as a group, because we did the Steve roast.
Yeah, that was great.
And
was a fun
I
time.
Loved it. I was like, and also, I'm, because Joe and I were talking, because Joe was like, it should have been filmed, like it should have been out there. And I was like, I get that. I was like, but I wouldn't have said the jokes that I said.
Yeah, had that's it been the filmed. Reason why you can't film it.
And I loved it. I was like, it gives you such an excuse to write the most tightest, like the tightest joke you could possibly do, and to present it to a crowd that you're all friends with. And it's such a fun.
It's also
thing.
For you. It's also like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I won't forget that. It's like for you. I would have held.
Joe
I would have held
because he couldn't make it.
Yes,
he
of
was,
course.
He's like, it should be online.
He had
and
FOMO,
like, no.
hardcore FOMO. But no, mine was like, again, you're right. There's things that I would have definitely, I went way hard and I.
You went hard,
I went the
hard.
Hardest, I think.
You went the hardest in general. I think I had the meanest joke.
Of Steve. Yeah.
Maybe not of Steve, but of other people.
Just in general.
The joke where I made about leggings. I'm not going to go into it, but it was a joke. It was a joke about DeFranco.
I had some horrible ones.
I think I was the only one who made fun of Phil, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think you're the only one that legally can.
That's true. Oh, and then you said that. You were like, you can't do that. And I was like, no, the contract.
No, legally, I can. Yeah. Exactly. But no, I mean, yeah, that's exactly like it was that 100%.
But the ability to be in a private space and be like, here's the
I can
this,
say
this,
whatever
this.
I'm going to say.
And have that moment of like people being like, oh, we can laugh. Instead of that kind of internet like audience that happens where it's like, oh,
yeah.
And you're like, no, like we're joking.
We're joking.
Like, this is a
it's
joke. Just,
it's also, it does help when you're like again, with the old roasts, like not to harp on it so much, but like Don Rickles, Dean Martin, like all these people, they were friends. They hung out. They were good friends. So you kind of were like okay with them teasing about it because they were like laughing. I don't think Ann Coulter hangs out with any of the people. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Ann Coulter and Rob Lowe are like super tight.
Like, I don't think they're tight. So that's what you kind of go like, oh, that's messed up. That's screwed up. But like with us, you're like, yeah, they hang out every day. So
I will listen to this. I love Milo Yiannopoulos. He's a horrendous alt-right gay British rich conservative person.
I love him. Yeah.
Like, he cracks me up. But he and Ann Coulter had a podcast. And sometimes when these kind of alt-right or like conservative people start talking about left comedians or leftist comedians or liberal comedians, they start kind of edging really close to being comedy critics where they're like, they're not funny. Like, that's so bad. Like, that's not funny at all. And I'm like, the problem is none of them are funny enough to back up what they're saying. Like, they think they're being funny, but they're so over the plate, like 1 + 2 = 4 type comedy that you're like, this is so bad. Like, you're not funny.
You can't have an opinion on what's funny.
And your political opinion is like, believe whatever you want, but like, don't convince yourself that you are funnier than Larry Wilmore.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not saying I think Larry Wilmore is the funniest person in the world. Yeah, I don't think he's that funny. I think
he's pretty funny, but yeah.
But like, you don't call yourself an authority on comedy that you know nothing about just because the politics that they're using as a punchline don't align with
it. I mean, like, I don't know. There's a lot of different things. There's people that like think George Carlin is incredibly vulgar. Like, does he still have a place? Absolutely.
Did you watch? I've watched a lot of his stuff recently, and it's like, oh,
I've loved him forever.
That's what I'm supposed
to. I've like, loved him forever. I've loved him so. Richard Pryor is another one that I've loved so long that I've just been like, and I get it. Like, I think I love so much about it is because that's not where my heart is. Like, that's not like comedically, that's not who I am at all. I admire it. I admire the shit out of it.
It's
good.
It's important. It is important.
It's also just like, you know, the bravado. I also think that there's things that you can bring to the table that are the exact same. If you boil it down, it's like, you know, bringing that, not necessarily vulgarity, but bringing the like, I don't give a shit what you think. Bringing that to the table there's so many different things like that that I'm so in love with.
Yeah.
That again, it's like, it's not for everyone. That's kind of the beauty of everything. I mean, I'm taking this and I'm pushing it into my, who am I going to shoot today?
Yeah. Who are you?
I have to, because I've been so fixated on, there's been a couple of shows we've been watching recently. That I've been in love with, but now I blanked on the HBO one, Dillman. The Night Of. The Night Of is fantastic.
Yeah, it's what episode are you
so on? Killer. I think we're on 4 or 5. I forget which one, but we're John, slowly.
It's great.
It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. I'm so in love with the guy that was like Omar from The Wire, and he was also on Boardwalk.
Michael K. Williams.
We're the worst pop culture thing that we're literally just guessing our appeal. Things.
He was on Community for a while.
He's
amazing.
He's so stinking good in it. Also, like, the kid is really great in it, and you see all these like amazing things about our justice system.
His arc
system.
Is incredible.
It's just, it's been so good. It's also so infuriating. I've been in love with John Turturro for just 1500 years. Also,
I like feet. I don't know
him.
Why. That's my favorite line that he's ever said.
What?
It's from Mr. Deeds. He plays the butler. Oh, I like feet. I don't know why.
No, he's so good in it. And he's just like such a good actor in the sense that you're just like, I believe everything about you.
He like has the chopsticks. He scratches his feet. Yeah. They don't really make it a thing, but it's such a thing.
Especially when you look at the process of acting and you know how many takes that he had to do, how many different angles he had to do, how many every different thing. You're like, these are choices that he's making so viciously
that I'm so deeply
in love with you.
Seeing somebody stare at him and then just not giving
a shit.
Also,
what a weird character arc that
because it keeps it. Yeah, it keeps it.
It's such a weird thing that they give him because it's like, it's an infestation of his body. It's like annoying. For people that haven't watched it, watch it. It's really very good. It reminds me of everything. Like, it's like if Serial were a television show, or if How to Make a Murderer were like a TV show. It's so, so good. I love it.
You think it's a true story. It's not a true story.
It's not, but you think it could be. And that's the saddest part is that it could easily. It probably kind of is.
It's inspired
in a weird way.
By a lot of.
Yeah. I mean, it really is like, it is a true story in the sense that it's like, yeah, that happens in our justice system 24/7, 365.
The girl that plays the like younger lawyer is so great too.
She's great. They're all fantastic. So I'm shooting that in the sky. But actually what I wanted to shoot was Rick and Morty. I'm so in love with that show.
Oh, okay.
It's such a good show. I think me and Delman have seen, I've seen every episode of Bob's Burgers at least 4 to 5 times. I've seen now Rick and Morty probably 2 to 3 times. And every single time I laugh at something new. It's so funny. It's so well written. It's a brilliant, brilliant show. And if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's on Hulu. It's so good. I'm not sponsored by them. I'm just...
Not sponsored by Bob's Burgers?
No, by Rick and Morty. I'm so in love with them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's... I love this kind of stuff. I could be sponsored by Rick
Dan Harmon, the creator of Community.
Is
I don't know if you know this or not. I was a big fan. Yeah. I was a big fan of Community.
I didn't know that. Really? Yeah. No one knew.
I kept it very subtle. I definitely didn't make it part of my brand.
Hide that. I get it.
He nailed it. Like,
yeah, he's great.
Dan Harmon, as much as he is a weird individual and has his own quirkiness.
Specific.
He took his shit and he like made it into, his comedic sensibilities and he was like, oh, a network television show is letting me do basically whatever I want, but it's kind of on the whatever. And
but
I have
also,
this opportunity.
It doesn't fall under the category of whatever I want, because the coolest thing about it is that like, it's still like, if you look at it from a writing standpoint, you're like, freaking, your beats are incredible, man.
Yep.
Like you still have 3 beats. Here's this, like you're, commercial breaks are perfect. Your story arc is perfect. Character development is phenomenal.
No one in television comedy do I know of who, and that's not grammatically correct, who is better than Harmon at understanding the hero's journey.
Yes. And it's also like, because they are so, I don't know, because they're degenerates in such a weird way. And then like Morty's so wonderful. And like, I don't know, it's just done so well. If you haven't watched it, watch it. I'm shooting that into the sky because I need more. I need more Rick and Morty so much. I need it because it's. I've watched every single episode.
He
forever
hits those
and
marks,
ever.
Man. He knows. It's just, it makes for good television.
Yeah, man. But on that note, I would also like for everyone to tell me what shows I need to watch because I'm slowly running out of them and I'm getting scared.
Have you finished Veep?
I finished Veep. I loved it. I finished, we have to finish Narcos, the second season.
Have you finished Always Sunny?
Yes. 100 times I finished Always Sunny. I've seen every episode of It's Always Sunny 800 times. Every episode of South Park 800 times.
I'm a big rewatcher.
I love rewatching.
Okay. I don't rewatch.
I love rewatching.
I experience it, but what I will often do is when I'm watching, I will pause it, rewind it, and watch it again.
Uh-huh.
There was some moment in Veep the other day where I like paused it and then
rewound it
and
because
was
it was
like,
so funny.
Holy shit. I was like, that, because that show has an ability to like kind of tickle me.
Yeah.
Like it's an uncontrollable sort of like boyish, like when I'm watching
it,
I'm just
it's,
like,
it's
I'm,
funny.
I'm
I get
in it
giddy.
And I'm in the story.
I get very like giddy about
and,
it. Yeah,
and then they'll hit me with something and I'm like, I can't. I'm like,
no, I very much
and
understand
I have to
that.
Rewatch it again. It's so good, but that's
it.
My.
On that note, Weasel, get away from the courts.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I'm just saying, tweet at me to let me know what shows I need to watch in case I haven't mentioned it before, because I believe in sensibilities that are similar. So I would like to know what I should be watching. I don't know why that's
Dude,
a weird thing to
of
say. Of course you can have
Thanks,
a sun
man.
Chip. But thank you for listening.
Oh, awesome.
I love you. Elliot is now going to eat a sun chip.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.